Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
855-MC-ORTHO, 855-MC-ORTHO. And see what they have to offer in the Marshfield Clinic healthcare system. And also, you have to go to marshfieldclinic.org if you want to find out the doctors, the locations, and all the different information regarding Marshfield Clinic. But go to 855-MC-ORTHO, the official healthcare provider of yours truly. And a guy that is no stranger to some orthopedic surgeons along the way, Mike Haynes, now joining us, Pro Football Hall of Famer on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You've probably had a few of those, right?
Somehow I escaped that. You know, I was blessed, I guess you might say. But a lot of DBs are fortunate to be out on the corners, and so we get to avoid some of the injuries that football players are likely to get.
When you during the playing days, when because we're talking about mini camps and all these different guys kind of coming in and meshing and gelling and getting to know guys and coaches and changes and such. When there was transition like that, and there's always transition in the NFL, but when there's transition like that, how difficult is it as a player to kind of keep your head and absorb everything?
I think it's probably more difficult now than it was in my era because it wasn't a lot of moving around, you know. Guys would move around from team to team. But not like today, you know, like I compare my career to, like, say, Deion Sanders. I played on two teams. He played on, like, five or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little different now. Guys are more likely to move around. They're together a lot in the off season with the OTAs and everything, so they're spending a lot of time together, bonding, hopefully. In some teams it's probably a lot easier to do than others. Because they know how important it is. You see some of the veteran guys that are fortunate enough to be on a team for a long time. They're probably taking a lot of newcomers to the team in under their wing and introducing them around the community and things like that. So I'm sure it's different every place.
We're talking with Mike Haynes.
Green Bay. I would think that Green Bay would be one of those great places to go, though.
You know what? We consider it a destinational place. I don't know what guys in the league feel. I mean, I know. Look at it this way. When you went into a different team, now you've played for the Patriots and the Raiders, but when you would have the opportunity, you start to get guys talking about opportunities to play at other places. Back then, I don't think Green Bay was destinational. I think in today's day and age, with the facilities, the stadium, the history, the ability to win with Aaron Rodgers each and every year, would you consider that a destinational place to play?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, I've been there, and I've seen their facility. It's a great facility. The community loves their team. It's almost like you know, being inducted in the Hall of Fame, that's a special place. The people there love their team. They love the athletes. The whole community embraces the whole concept of being a Hall of Famer. It's the same thing for the Packers and the Packer fans. I've noticed that. There was a time I worked in the league office, and I'd go there maybe once or twice a year, and I got a chance to see that. I'll never forget. I was at the airport. Getting my rental car, and I said, hey, can you help me? I'm trying to find the Packer facility, and they walked me outside and say, see those lights over there? You know, it says, it's over there. You know, everybody knows where the Packers are, the streets, the names of the streets, and I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to have a street named after him at some point in his lifetime.
I got to ask you, when you talk about destinational places, the Raiders have always had a special relationship with their fans. Now they're moving, heading off to Vegas. How did that hit you when you found out that that was going to be something that was going to become a reality?
Well, I have to say I wasn't really excited about it. And I'm starting to try and change that feeling, you know, because I wanted the Raiders to stay in California. You know, I just – that's easy for me. It's maybe I'm a little selfish. I don't know. But I think for the NFL, I think it's great that they're going to have a team in Las Vegas because I think it'll help grow our sport around the world. It's going to be a destinational site. I mean, I wouldn't put Green Bay on that list of teams that, like, say, people in Mexico City and Asia, you know, Japan and China, in Europe countries want to go to Green Bay. But, like, Las Vegas? Everybody wants to go to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to help the sport, and they might want to see the Packers play against the Raiders in Las Vegas. But, you know, going to Green Bay in the wintertime is not a destinational location anymore.
When you see the dominance the Patriots had over the years, playing for that organization as well, and obviously there's a very good system in place, but when you hear guys say, yeah, winning championships is great, but we didn't have any fun there, what is that? What kind of emotions do you have as a former player?
Well, to be honest with you, I looked at my career as is going to be a short time. I was fortunate to get 14 years in, and I wish I could have played in 14 championships. You know, I didn't play football, pro football, to have a good time. I really played to make some money, win a lot of championships, and hopefully get myself set up for the rest of my life. So I would have been fine with that. I'm sure that guys had a good time. Maybe they didn't have as good a time as they could have had in other places. But I'd be surprised if it was a lousy place to be. I just think that maybe being around the facility, you know, you have to be serious when you're around there. And I don't have a problem with that. For me, that's what I would have enjoyed, actually.
Talking with Michael Haynes, and we're going to get into the reason he's on, which is prostate awareness and screening and such, coming up here in just a moment. But I do want to talk real quick about the league, and I would be remiss if I missed the 800-pound elephant in the room, and that is the fact that for as much as they want to avoid it, did the owners step in it by trying to implement some type of rule regarding the national anthem?
Well, I just, you know, for me, the national anthem, I believe we all should stand up for the national anthem. I believe everybody, all Americans, should stand up for the national anthem. And the protests should be either before the anthem or after the anthem. My recommendation was that the PA announcer would tell the fans that are in the stadium that the players are kneeling now because of this reason, you know, whatever the protest is, and then have the PA announcer afterwards to say, now please stand and join us in the singing of our national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's happy in that situation. And then it would have been nice if the National Football League could have said, we have 32 teams, so in the 32 cities where there's a team, we're going to work with the local police department to try and deal with this problem that Colin Kaepernick has raised. We'll get to the answer. You know, we'll work on it. But it wasn't about the anthem, but it ended up being about that. And I just think the message got distorted.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think it would have been a nice thing that could have been handled a little bit differently. Now, the president didn't help.
Right.
Of other folks jumped in and didn't say good things. And I think the message just got distorted.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll be rectified now, and people will understand that every player loves being an American. And there's not perfect yet in our country, but there's a lot of people focused on making it as perfect as they can, and this is not going to change that. People are still going to continue to work on it.
Talking with Mike Haynes, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and the reason you come on, because we're talking about prostate cancer as well. You've been a big proponent of getting checked and knowing your stats and such for a long, long time. Every time we get a chance to have you on the program, we always want to make sure we mention that. So the biggest thing, and you and I talked last time, was, you know, get a hold of your doctor. And guys, that as you get a little bit up there in years, you got to go get checked.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really not necessarily up there in years. I mean, because if it runs in your family, you want to have these conversations with your doctor before you get up there, because it's a slow-growing cancer. And what I mean by that is, like, it's probably in every man's system, but the body is just dealing with it and tolerating it, and everything is fine. But if there is a, you know, a situation where the PSA number, there's a spike in that number, it might mean you need to take some action. So if it runs in your family, you're more likely to have that happen to you before you're in your, you know, mid-50s or whatever. So just want men to be aware of it, because it's a cancer that is easily treatable if it's caught early. I didn't know if it ran in my family or not. I knew my grandfather died of some kind of cancer. When I talked to my primary care doctor, I was 55 years old, and he said I was fine and looks like I'm going to be fine. But since I'm African American, he sent me for the biopsy, and my biopsy came back positive. They checked 12 places on my prostate, and I had cancer in 9 of the 12. And so I was fortunate to find out when it was easily treatable. And I was fortunate that I had that conversation with the doctor, because by the time I maybe have had a conversation with my doctor, I might have been in a different stage. And it doesn't mean I wouldn't have been able to beat it, but it might have been a different kind of a fight.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you down the road as well. Next year, it should be in Atlanta, and we're going to have a lot of fun there as well. But best of luck to you all throughout your endeavors, and we certainly appreciate your time, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.